Next to some breaking news on the news at one. The company tasked with building the National Children's Hospital has issued a statement this lunchtime. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham joins us now. Paul, this is unexpected. What does it say?
Well, the contractor you're talking about is BAM, and it has issued a statement which is something of a surprise. And it says that because of much commentary surrounding the tendering process, which it says is based on incomplete and inaccurate information, that it is prepared to withdraw from the project if the board responsible for it wants to re-tender. So in essence, it's actually offering to put a hold to the building, allowing the board of the hospital to send out a new tender which other companies could apply for. That's a dramatic development, certainly wasn't expected, and has really thrown the cat among the pigeons.
The statement also makes reference to comments that the Taoiseach made in the Dáil on the 12th of February.
Well, I just have the basis of it here, and I can't see any reference to the Taoiseach just in what I'm looking at before me. But we do know that in the Dáil in the past week, Mick Wallace of the Independence for Change group has called an appeal to the government to stop the tendering process. He said there was a break clause in the contract which allowed them to do it, and he maintained that the price of the hospital would jump from 1.4 as it currently is to more than 2.2 billion. But the Taoiseach in his response, and also Simon Coveney, repeated this, that in their view, substantial savings would not be made by breaking the contract and retendering it. I was talking to one government source just in the past couple of minutes, and they said the offer from BAM is a question and a responsibility of the board, which is trying to deliver the contract, and it wouldn't be something that the government itself would get involved in.
Okay, so we await a response. But just to bring people that paragraph that refers to the Taoiseach. It says, in response to the Taoiseach's comments in the Dáil on Tuesday last, BAM has written to the Taoiseach directly to respectfully request him to clarify that he was not referring to BAM in the Dáil, and that BAM has made and continues to make a significant contribution to Ireland, including in the context of the new Children's Hospital, where BAM is in full compliance with all of its obligations.
And Claire, that relates to a comment in which the Taoiseach spoke about, when he was speaking in a general sense, that when it came to these bespoke large infrastructural projects, that some contractors were what he called lowballing. In other words, sending in a very low estimate, getting the contract, and then that contract expanding because the amount they were saying it was going to cost was effectively not true, and it was going to be much larger. The government has been at pains to say that the Taoiseach was speaking in a general sense. Clearly, BAM is concerned that that isn't the case and seeking the Taoiseach to clarify further.
Okay, Paul Cunningham, thank you for bringing us that breaking news. And just to bring it to you again, the main contractor tasked with building the National Children's Hospital, BAM, says that it advises the hospital board that if it would prefer to opt out of this contract and procure the work in some other way, then BAM will cooperate with them to facilitate this option.